The parsha of last week, this week, have a lot about travel. Mitzrayim, Knan, Knan, Mitzrayim, back and forth. So a lot of the Sfarim that talk about halachic issues related to the parsha all pick up on the issue of travel. This week or last week, whether it's Yaakov sending the sons to Mitzrayim, or in this week's parsha, it's Yosef sending everyone back. And Yosef says to the brothers as they go back, Al tirgazu baderech, focus on your journey. Okay, Rashi brings from the Gemara in Tainus, they shouldn't get too involved in intricate halachic discussions, because they might lose their way and not successfully complete their journey. We have handout sheets over here. There's plenty of sheets. Feel free to take one. And actually, that's what I would like to do in the coming weeks, is to find halachic issues related to the parsha and expand on it in that way. I'm very attached to halacha learning. It's something I enjoy very much. It's something I've been doing almost full time for several years now. And in Psak and Halacha and Shutim, there are two ways the poskim get to their conclusions. It's either mathematical equations that fit in, or precedents. And those things always fuse together very nicely. And even this evening, we'll be able to go off on different tangents and feel free to interject at any time, to ask any questions, by all means, because that's the beauty of Halacha, is that one thing always leads to another. The entire global picture of Halacha is inherently connected one piece to the next. So I'll take your attention now, without further ado, to point number one. And we'll start with Tfilas HaDerech, and we'll get to some interesting stuff. Towards the end, I have Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, a few interesting things on travel and Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. Maybe we'll get into a discussion on the legitimacy of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, which is perhaps a shir on its own. But point number one discusses whether it's required to stand still for Tfilas HaDerech, or you can say it as you're driving. And you'll see from the Mishnah Brura, Simen Kuf Yud, and that's where Hilchos Tfilas HaDerech is in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Kuf Yud. We have from the Mishnah Brura, Shekasov, De'im Ikuv Amidaso Yatrido, if stopping to stand for Tfilas HaDerech will really cause you delay, will knock off your plans, Mutu Lomar B'Mahalech, you could say it as you go, or B'Yushav, even while you're sitting, Kivan Shiridaso, Baliaso, Tordaso, getting off, getting on, out of the car, into the car, it's a tirda, so you don't have to do it. But El Yamira Behema Milelech, stop the horses, hold your horses, as literally is what he's saying over here. You're not going to get off the horse, at least hold your horse, pause, say it while on the horse. Of course, the equivalent today is the car. You can't get out of your car, at least pull to the side of the road and say Tfilas HaDerech. Okay, Yemev Shalom, it's possible. Okay, and skipping to the end, Behu Adin LeYoshev Ba'Agola She'in Tzarech LeYered El Amid Hasusim Yemev Shalom. So too the Agala, maybe that's trains, planes, automobiles, whatever it might be. But the idea is that it's ideal to say Tfilas HaDerech stationary and focus on the prayer rather than say it as you go. What's interesting to note is that it is permissible when need be to say Tfilas HaDerech as you go. And there are a lot of equivalent concepts in Hilchos Brachos. Please, for those just coming, there's plenty of sheets. For example, when you're saying Asher Yatzar, are you allowed to wash your to dry your hands? Okay, another time in your restaurants, you're middle of your customer zone and the waitress is coming and you're signaling what to take off, what not to take off. You're in the middle of your customer zone. What do you do? So of course, you're supposed to focus solely on your bracha that you're saying, whether it be Asher Yatzar. You are not supposed to dry your hands during Asher Yatzar. You're not supposed to wink and have all kinds of hand conversations while you're benching. However, you do see, again, precedent is a key word over here, that certain activities, if they do not take away your kavana from the bracha, from the prayer, it is permissible to do under extenuating circumstances. So those who feel that they have to dry their hands during Asher Yatzar are entitled to do so. It's considered an activity that does not take away from the bracha you are saying. It's not significantly. Same thing when you're benching. Of course, you should not wink and wave, especially during the first paragraph of Birkat HaMazon, which according to some authorities has the status of Shemon Esrei. If I'm not mistaken, other authorities say it has the status of Birkas Kriya Shema. Whatever, it's the most chamor component of Birkat HaMazon. But it says in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Pei Gimel, that certain things during Birkat HaMazon, if you have to do them, it doesn't take away from your attention, it would be permissible. And here too, for Tfilas HaDerech, it's ideal to stop, but for whatever reason, if you can't, there are grounds to say it while riding. Okay, similar thing in point number two over here from the Aruch HaShulchan, one of my favorites. Deken kishayoshev dekaron, you're driving, you're sitting in the wagon. Lo hitrichuhu layered, you're not obligated, they didn't trouble you to get down. The Yamarna b'yeshiva so v'keren, say it's sitting in the wagon. This, of course, applies to planes, trains, and automobiles. V'in dekal lamid asusim nachon lasosken, if you could easily stop what you're doing, it's proper to do so. V'anosim bagalu shomasios abarzel, that's ancient language for trains. You're sitting on a train. Yomar b'mida, you should at least stand. Because you can't stop the train, you can't stop the bus. Actually, the bus might not be an identical situation. But a train, you certainly could stand, although you cannot stop the train. You should stand, but to also derech on a train. V'chen b'naso b'spinos b'dolos, if you're on a cruise, you should say it standing up. U'pashu tu d'tzarech lomar tzvilos derech b'naso alayam, o b'naharos, o b'nsilos abarzel. He brings over here, we're going to get into more detail, that tzvilos derech applies to any journey. There is a havamin on the poskim to suggest that tefillos haderech is only for derech, land, and maybe even only walking. But you see, the Aruch HaShulchan says right away, no, tefillos haderech is for any situation of travel. Ve'im yirtze lehostiv sham od tichinos u'bakoshos ha'roshus b'yadov, if you want to add extra prayers, like the Rebbe of Ger, previous Rebbe of Ger, added in a prayer for air travel. It wasn't very well received, I'm not sure why, it's not highly circulated, but does exist. You can get it. To add on for prayer, a prayer to add on when you're traveling on an airplane. So in addition to the regular Tzvios HaDerech, the Ger Eber did compose an additional one specific for air travel, and as the Aruch HaShulchan says, you can add prayers specific to the occasion that's needed. Pass the latecomers over here some sources. Okay? Now number three is fascinating. Number three is fascinating, perhaps it's one of the primary highlights of this evening. And I'm sorry I couldn't find it in the original, at least I couldn't photocopy it and get it out of the system in the original, but that is a sheet of the Rogachover, who died in 1936, the famous Rogachover Gaon. And he wants to say that you don't say Tzvilos Haderech for airplane travel. And he brings a proof from the Gemara in Chulin, of Kuf Chavtes, I believe, by the Sugya of Shiluach HaKen. And the Gemara over says there, sorry, it's so late, I get tired. The Gemara over there says that the sky is derech lenesher. Only birds are called derech in the sky. Travel for birds is the sky. People don't have derech in the sky. You want to bring a riot in that Gemara that there's no tefillos derech for airplanes. It's not derech. You're traveling on the air. And the Gemara says that derech is for birds, not for people. So you're part of tefillos derech.
Bird flies anyway.
Okay, it goes without saying that shita was not accepted in the halacha. Everyone has to make tefillos haderech on the airplane. What's very, very interesting, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, and his Emes Liakov, quotes Rogachover, and he wants to support the Rogachover, and he says the following, that out of reverence, out of esteem for the Rogachover's opinion, you should say Tfilas HaDerech as the plane is taxiing on the runway. And that way you cover both your bases, because you're still on the ground, and you're avoiding saying it in the air as per the opinion of the Rogachover. Like he's saying, it's normative travel today. In our day and age, it is. And when they were talking about Mesilas Sabarzel, they had trains in the Gemara, we never thought.
I heard that also.
Yeah. Taxing on the runway comes in reverence, respect for the Rogachover Shita, to say it when you're taxing on the runway. Which brings us to point number four. I'm sorry? I'm not familiar with that. He does say it on the runway. He says in his Emes Liakov, say it on the runway. Yes, I'm familiar. But again, I think you're touching on Rav Yosef ben Soloveitchik, which I have over here, which is very similar to what you just said. Point number four, the Ateret Paz, Dana, Im Yesh Lomar Tefillos HaDerech Al Nesia B'Matos. So he takes up the Rogachover's approach and asks, do we say Tefillos HaDerech for Nesia B'Matos in the airplane? The Hevi Shem Divrei Gemara Halalu, that Gemara in Chulin, Kuf Chavtes, Bispar Doseh Bavir, Lo Kari Le Derech. Sky is not called route, it's not Derech. Well, the time is severe. Leila going a Rogachover. that I said about your own answer about the derech. The yot v'fi divrei gemar b'chulin kuf. I'm sorry, kuf lamites. I said kuf haftes, kuf lamites. The nesiya v'avir lo mikre derech el derech nesher. It's a way of birds and the nesher. The hacha mikre tefilas haderech, and the prayer we say is called tefilas haderech. We have a contradiction over here. Achen ein levarach birchadu on the nesiya v'aviron. That's how the teres pas comes out. And again, it goes without saying that these opinions were not accepted la halacha. We do say tefilas haderech on an airplane, but it's more than das yachid. It's very interesting to note over here. Yeah. Ah, yeah, it's in the program. We'll get to it, that's right. Yeah, bells? Yeah. We're going to get to it, but just, you brought it up now. Some say in Eretz Yisrael, you never say Tfilas HaDerech. Some say you only say with Shem, without Shem HaMalchus. However, the Pnei Yeshua says that you can never go wrong by saying Tfilas HaDerech with Shem HaMalchus, because Pnei Yeshua says on the Gemara in Masechet Brachos, where you had Tfilas HaDerech, Daf Chavtes on the bet, where you had Tfilas HaDerech, the Pnei Yeshua says over there, that you could always say it in any suffix. We don't say start of brachos lahakel in any brachos that ends baruch shamei tefillah. Very interesting. Point number five. So obviously the Ber Moshe, more contemporary authority, kasev lalacha shem nesiyah b'aviron mitchayev kol echad ve'echad lomar tefillas haderech b'shem u'malchus. He strongly comes out against the Rogatchev Rashita. Lubavitcher Rebbe has a wonderful piece on the Rogatchev Rashita and why he disagrees with it for two separate points. It's in the Shari Alacho Minhag. And continuing over here, Misha Einu Mevarach Mevata Bracha Tzricha. Whoever doesn't say it following the Rogatchover, Mevata Bracha Tzricha, Va'onesh Bitu Bracha Biyado. He's going to be punished for this. The Kfar Nitpas Bishmo Shalmon Rigur. We have from the Rigur Rebbe, Tfila Shiyomru Kishitasim Baviro Nosaf. There's a great prayer circulating for air travel in addition to the standard Tfilas HaDerech prayer. Number six, point number six. Fascinating. Fascinating. This is the wow of the evening. The Shita of Yosha Ber Soloveitchik in Nefesh HaRav. Get this. Being in Tfilas HaDerech, second line. From Boston to New York, from Soloveitchik in the early years was going to give his shiur in YU, and he would travel from Boston to New York. Of course, he would always say Tfilas HaDerech. After many years of this travel, weekly, bi-weekly, from Boston to New York, he was so used to traveling Boston to New York, it was routine. He had no fear. The taxi, the plane, wherever it might have been, the entire way from Boston to New York was so routine for him, he had no fear. When a traveler, when a passenger has no fear whatsoever, haya, word is too, I don't remember, it's not shaykh. Tfilas HaDerech is for sakana. We don't have fear of pachad or sakana. He says there's no point in saying Tfilas HaDerech. It's considered a prayer for a time of troubles. The Ramban explains that Tfilas HaDerech is primarily because the drachim are the cheska sakana. It's a famous answer why you don't have to make aliyah today. So if someone say that aliyah is a mitzvah kiyumis, it's an optional mitzvah because sakana sadrachim, traveling to Eretz Yisrael is so dangerous, there's no chiyuv to make aliyah. I think it's brought in even in Tosfos, but the later, before in the post scheme, I'll bring it down. But it doesn't apply today. There's no sakana from Pearson Airport in Toronto or JFK to the Ben Gurion Airport.
That's not true. I would say, why what happened a couple years back, every flight was dangerous.
Yeah, agreed. Oh, it's coming up. But it was all that you called that an airplane travel is so routine, there was no pachad. But you're right.
That
when you're so accustomed and the route is so routine, And I continue. It's so routine. You can't say anymore there's sakana on the road. The shum ain't dina ketzvil beitza. Tzvilas HaDerech will be not matim.
Where do you feel it's a sakana?
if you don't feel it's Niskar, but it actually still is, even though you don't feel it.
Yeah, but then you take it to all extremes, crossing the street, riding a bicycle, driving in Israel, like someone said. Right, I mean, you can take it to all extremes. We have a chazaka. Chazaka is planes don't crash. Chazaka is you're going to cross the street, you'll make it to the other side. You have to go by chazaka. That's how Yiddishkeit goes. And just to conclude, point six, as the Mela Ein, but I got the Makum Omra Klau, Rabbi Zai. Klau! Here's Shita. Okay, let's go to point number seven. Eretz Yisrael. Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, Nisha Maran Agrashaz Arbach Zatzal, Haim Yesh Lomar Tzvil Sadech on the Sia Bekvish Yushalayim Tel Aviv. Should we make, of course it's not just Yushalayim Tel Aviv, but now we're so built up, this probably means the Herzliya Beersheba corridor. Without exaggeration. When I asked Rav Shlomo Zalman this question, it wasn't built up the way it is now. But let's call it the Netanya Beersheba corridor. The Zuchuvasa, what did he say? Mitel Aviv Yushalayim, Manios died to the Gamri Patur for Tzvil Sadech. You have to go at least two parsa'ot without any settlement whatsoever. The Todah Hashem Shem Yushav Eretz Yisrael is being built up, and we don't have barren areas, at least not in this corridor. Ulam b'makom u'shiyash Yishuv Aravi, ho'ilak eishem oivim, yesh ha'choshuv k'makom lo miyushav. But he says if you're going to Arab areas, even though it's built up, you should say Tzvil Sadech because they are our enemies and there is a sakana. So based on Soloveitchik and based on Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, there are many who do not make Tzvil Sadech in Eretz Yisrael at all. At least, the only time I personally, I don't know where I got this from, but I only made Tzvil Sadech in Eretz Yisrael once, is when I've hit Be'er Sheva on the way to Eilat. And you're really going barren land for many hours, you say, I would think you would say Tzvil Sadech. But other than south of Be'er Sheva, south of, yeah, Nachal Tzin is it, yeah. Yeah. Is Eretz Yisrael today? Okay. So that's a shir for itself. It's an interesting topic. But you see, Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach says that it's all built up. There's no point to say Tzvil Sadech. Okay, and I would extend this. Just look at the streets. Look at the settlements. Right, at least in Netanya, if not further north, and at least in Be'er Sheva, if not further south. Okay, yeah, this is kind of getting in the car every time. I think the Chazon Ish wrote. I didn't have it here, but the Chazon Ish wrote. That really should say Tzvil Sadech in Eretz Yisrael whenever you get into a car, because it's so dangerous. In his days, he said it's so dangerous to say Tzvil Sadech whenever you get into a car. But he said we can't be mistaken that, because Chazal wants it for when you leave a city. So even though there's a sakana, we can't say it. And he says, say it below Shem Malchus, if you want. And then there's that plain Yeshua that says you can say even say it with Shem Malchus. Point number eight. I just brought this in because I found it very interesting that I found it Bichlal. But yeah, women have to say Tzvil Sadech as well. You might think that women are generally putter from tefillah other than care necessities. They shouldn't have to say Tzvil Sadech. But you see here, Levushei Mordechai Yehevi She'af Nashim Chayavos B'Tzvil Sadech. Even they have to say Tzvil Sadech. Apim Mashakasu V'Magen Avram She'mitzvah Yispar Beit Zara. Again, it's a mitzvah to pray whenever there's troubles. And going on the road travel is a trouble. It's a sakana. V'Amin An Af L'Inyin Mezuzah She'Nashim Chayavos T'Maishna Nashim Ma'Nashim L'Inyin Chayim. Praying for your life. The im ken who are going to be tzvah tefilas latzacha memorosh shabederach. It's a prayer that should be saved from anything that happens along the way, and women have to say it as well. Interesting point number nine. We have a klal in Gemara shluchei mitzvah eino nizuk lo balichasam lo bachazirasan. That those who go on a mitzvah purpose won't be damaged. The Gemara in Pesachim, I think, is brought in another place as well. Shluchei mitzvah do not have any. Nizik, they won't be harmed. Of course, you see in Mumbai, not like that, and we see in other areas not like that. But Chazal say Shluchei Mitzvah. But you'll see over here. Look at point number nine first. The Levi Yehuda Mashem Medvav Sham the Shomer Mitzvah Lo Yada Devara. Someone's going on a mitzvah will not know any harm. The Al Ken Beholech the Devar Mitzvah Ein Tzarich Lomar Tfilas Haderech. There is an opinion over here that when you're being sent on a mitzvah purpose, you don't have to say Tfilas Haderech. All of us have the custom. I think it comes from the Kaf HaChaim, to take money from someone when we go on a trip, to put it in a tzedakah box on the other end. So we're all Shluchei Mitzvah. That's what it's intended to be. So according to this, we would never say Tzvil Sadech. Going to see a Rebbe, perhaps, is also a mitzvah purpose. You shouldn't have to say Tzvil Sadech. That's what the Levi Yehuda says. But look at point number 10, which, again, getting into the Mumbai situation of Shluchei Mitzvah, the Pashut, second line of point number 10, the Pashut who the Avsha Shluchei Mitzvah ain't on Izukin, even though we have a general rule that Shluchei Mitzvah will not be injured on their travels. Point number 10. Mikol makom chayim hem tefilas haderech. They still have to say tefilas haderech. This is in contrast to point number 9. Point number 10 says no, there's no heter. All mitam shetefilas haderech lo mishum sakana levatik nuah. Maybe Chazal established tefilas haderech not just for sakana, but for other intentions as well. Ve'af im ikra ikara mach masakana nitkana, even though it might have been primarily for sakana, tzarech lomar shesakana sederachim nikra hizik matzui. Hizik matzui. Shechol shishim lezeh gam b'shluchei mitzvah. A concept of hizik matzui. Whenever you have hizik matzui, all these types of beautiful teaching from Chazal, lo tofsim. If you live in a place of burglaries and robberies, Seder night on Pesach, you have to lock your doors. Even though it says it's lel shimurim hu, don't lock your doors. But again, it's hezek matzui. This is a principle in Talmudic law. Whenever you have hezek matzui, zelo tofes. Shulchan mitzvah zelo tofes. Seder night, if it's a dangerous neighbor, you lock your doors. You're going out on Hanukkah, you blow out the candles after half an hour. A baby was killed or critically burned in ballpark this week because the parents wanted to be machmer and leave the candles burning till midnight. They thought there was a hezek mitzvah in doing this. But no, the posting came out this week even, you can find it online. You leave after half an hour, you leave your house, you blow out the Hanukkah candles. Hezek Matsui, it's Hezek Matsui, you have curtains, you have books. So yeah, with Hanukkah, you should try and make sure. Oh, you're saying it generally or you're saying about Hanukkah situation?
Hanukkah, you can't do that Friday night.
Right. So what do you do Friday night? That's a very good question. A lot of posts can say that you can flip on your electrical lights at home, l'shem Shabbos candles, and light what you're eating. Very prominent derech in the poskim. That's a good question, and we'll get to, I'm sure one of our Sunday nights will have eating out Friday nights halachas. Point number 11, very interesting thing, 11 and 12, you're going on, it's a fast day, and you're leaving Ben-Gurion westwards, which means your fast could last 49 hours, wherever it might be, depending where you're flying west. And so too if you're flying east. What do you do? What do you do? I have two radical approaches in the poskim over here. Number 11 is out of the Piskei Tshuvos. Number 12 is the Shmuel Levi Bosner, Shevet Halevi. 11, Tainis. What do you do? Vatas v'yom Tainis v'medina l'medina. You're going overseas. Shefamim nimtza shayom mitarech upamim shayom mitkatzer. If you're going west, I guess the day is a lot longer. If you're going east, the day is shorter. Misane atzesa kohavim kefi amakum shenimtza sham ata. You have to wait till dark where you are. So you're flying to New York on a fast day. You're going to wait a longer fast according to this. Benchu lekula, ubenchu lechuma. Whether it takes you for a lenient consideration or a strict consideration, you have to follow Tzeis HaKochavim where you are. If you're flying eastwards, you're very lucky. Flying westwards, you might suffer according to this.
There's also a davening.
What do you mean? Well, if you're flying on an airplane, you look out the window. You see the sun's rising, you have a sikin, right? The sun's setting, hurry up with mincha. Okay? After the brackets, V'af b'tayas al Tisha B'Av hadin ken. Even with Tisha B'Av, you also go according to what Tzeis HaKochavim is where you are. Af im yizdamen shemitchilas taniso al gomro lo yechav dot shalos. Here's a kula. Tisha B'Av is a 24-hour fast. But it's okay if you're going to have a Tisha B'Av for less than 24 hours because where you're going, Tzeis HaKochavim will be less than 24 hours after you began your fast. Flying on Tisha B'Av alone is a shaila. It's a dangerous time to fly. It's hezek matzui me'od me'od. Don't be more frum on yourself. If it's Tzeis HaKochavim where you are, you could eat. He brings a chumra over here on Tisha B'Av. At least you should be machmer, make sure you've had a 24-hour fast, just like the rest of the world. Basically, saying you shouldn't get out easy. Okay, you should have a 24-hour fast on Tisha B'Av. But Mekar Din, he says over here, Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra, you follow Tzeis HaKochavim where you are. On the other hand, look at number 12. V'asher shal b'misha nosel America v'yom tainis u'kmoi b'yud zayin tamuz. Rabbi Vosner, Shevet Halevi. B'tamuz ha'im u'chayiv latzum od eser sha'ot. Does he have to fast another 10 hours by the time after landing until the fast is over? He'll have an extra 10-hour fast. Ad shu tzeis ha'kochavim b'America. Or maybe you break the fast when the fast ends where you left in Israel. Wow, this is really mind-boggling cool over here. There's a general principle in halacha that in order to be mekayim a fast day, the sun has to set. Whether it's a yahrzeit or a dream or a real fast day of the Nevi'im, in order to be defined a fast day, the sun has to set upon you, or it wasn't a fast day. As he brings down from the Gemara in Shulchan Aruch, Aval katapti b'makum acher in chelek vav, d'nehid d'mitzad zeh, hayu tzrichim l'chay l'itanos atzeh l'chavim b'makum shu achshar sham. You really, be'etzem, you should be obligated to complete your fast until tzeh l'chavim where you are now. Aval le'idach, kiyo shetai stam shechaybo, as a general rule, the fast ainu aruch kolkach, they're not so long. The fasts we have are not an extra 10 hours. V'shiyaro d'stam tainis, the general rule where you where you're fasting in one place is you can keep it, right? The Naveen fast days, we're expected to keep them. We're told we can keep it. You know, whenever it comes to a fast day and I really can't handle it, I just think of Ramadan and I end the day fine. You know, I'd rather take 5 days a year than dirty, and I finish the day no problem. This is a big segula. Masha'en ken laharich atayinis v'od sheva shaot or esra shaot, it's very hard. You get very weak. You be parted from the fast. I was a rabbi in Edmonton for several years. Shiva Star Batamuz ends at 11:20 at night. Brutal. You wanna kill yourself by 9 PM. You just wanna like you've had enough. I'll come and die to you. Okay. So he says over here, the mutar lo lahafsik taniso baderech kaigavna bizmana meshuar shiyatsam eretz yisrael shemakum shiyatsam yisrael mukfar tesek chavim. Big cool over here. He says that you're allowed to end the fast tesek chavim where you left. Okay? I'm sorry? This is Rav Bozner in the Shevet HaLevi. Okay? So he brings the shita, you could end it where you have tesek chavim where you left. Big cool. There's a concept within the modern day poskim called the Stockholm precedent. Stockholm is very far north. Yes, London is also north of Oslo, Chaval Azman, and the fast end very late. And Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank had a grandson, I think also the name Frank, and he wrote a sefer in Halacha, and he brings over there what's known as the Stockholm precedent, where he poskims over there, and they accept it in Stockholm, all fast end at 9:30. All fast end at 9:30, because really in the summer the sun sets very, very late. In Oslo it could be 1 AM the sun sets. What? Yeah, it's certain months over there? Yeah? So he says like this. He says in Stockholm you'll have to fast till 9:30. Why? Because Chazal never intended you should have to fast so long. And since most of the world would fast the equivalent of those many hours, you could break the fast at 9:30. And they did that for many, many years in Stockholm. I don't know what they do today, but there is a documentation on that I saw, which I'm sorry I didn't get to bring, but very interesting stuff. So some want to say that whenever you're in the northern areas, 9:30, called the Stockholm precedent. Rabbi Howard Jachter of New Jersey has an extensive piece on this. Now, Yom Kippur is the Lysa, so I'm sure it was you. 60 degrees. After 9:30. After 9:30, you don't have to fast after 9:30.
From 60 degrees.
I don't know. I guess anywhere ends after 9:30. I don't know where that begins. I haven't been to Europe much.
Take
the tennis in early to make up the time. I haven't seen anything like that. It's a nice idea, but it's a derabbanan we're talking about. So to bring it in early, tosos on a fast, I don't know. It's a nice idea, but I haven't seen it. Yeah, in the summer? Yeah? I don't know. I don't know if they do the Stockholm precedent. I did see another opinion that in these types of situations where it's very difficult to end the fast at sunset. Don't wait till tzeis, end it at sunset, where you are in the world. It's another, there's a third or fourth approach to the whole issue of fasting when traveling. End at sunset. There are shitas of the lechatchila fast end at sunset. We don't paskin like that, but we are making on fast days. You'll notice that a fast always ends earlier than Shabbos that week. Because Shabbos we're machmer it's daraisa, but for all fasts we're mako for the tzeis hakochavim zman, the earlier zman. The shitas hagaonim generally 18 minutes after sunset. So here's a more kula, wait till sunset. But again, there are some who say lechatchila. Anyways, it's only till sunset, and it's going to be hard on you. You can be soymech on that. Okay. Obviously, the best thing is not to travel on a fast day. Number 13, some cute stuff I found over here from Rabbi Yehuda Chosid. You go out on a trip, you say bye to the family, you lock your door, you drive up, you realize you forgot something. Don't go back and get it. So Rabbi Yehuda Chosid says, you don't go back and get it. I don't understand why. A few ideas in the commentaries of Sefer Chassidim, you'll see on the side several commentaries. But he says, if you must go back, do not go into the house. have somebody go in for you, fetch the object, and bring it out to you. Okay? Another Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, this is from the Tzava, number 38 and number 39 of the Tzava. Lo yimshach adam minala b'yom shadaito lalech b'derech. Don't polish your shoes on the day of a trip. The Baal HaTanya once said, it's there, that if I had to explain to you why it's so bad to polish your shoes on a day of a trip, I would need many volumes to fill up Sfarim, to fill up many volumes to explain why. But some want to say it doesn't mean cleaning your shoes. Your shoes are dirty, you should clean them, just don't polish them. Then some want to say that's only before you leave on a trip. But if you've left on your trip and you're in the airport and you have the shoe shine service there for a buck and the guy shines your shoes, perhaps you could be lenient and shine your shoes since you're already on your trip. But those who really subscribe to Rabbi Yehuda Chassid issues will not have their shoes polished the entire duration of the trip. I don't know.
If you forgot your kid home, you shouldn't go back to your kid.
Yeah, but if you forgot your kid, I mean, you know, you only get one thing here or there in the suitcase. If you forgot your kid, you got more problems. I'll be the chassis of Tava. Okay? We'll stop here for the formal program. Oh, you ended early. I talked too fast. Oh, yeah? Yeah. I'm not sure. But we've been talking about Gomel and airplane travel. Moshe Feinstein holds that any air journey make a Gomel. And normative halacha really says that you only say a Gomel when you fly overseas. But Moshe Feinstein has a sheet that you make it for any airplane journey because he says like this. If you make it when you make a Gomel for going to the sea, what's the boat there? The boat is saving you from drowning in the sea. You have a boat so you don't drown in the sea. So an airplane also has a bottom so you don't fall into the sea and drown and die. I'm not sure. I don't know. Any questions, comments, concerns, criticisms? We'll say we'll stop here. Thank you for coming. Hope you enjoy next week, same time, same place. And we'll have a halakhic issue related to the parsha.